Merry Christmas!
Nice intro. We've gone all Christmassy.
Did you like that?
I did. You did a good job with that.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Yeah. Ho, 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 y'all. It's Chris.
And Jay.
And welcome back to the Grits and Herbit podcast.
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, we have a very, very special episode.
Festive.
Yeah, Christmassy, festive.
Mm-hmm.
Very special episode today. But first... Speaking of episodes, we need to go back to the disaster that was episode 9.
Yes.
We need to touch on that. We're sorry. We actually had to take down and then re-upload episode 9.
Because there was an issue with the sound.
Because there was an issue with the technical team.
Yeah, the technical team made a mistake.
Yeah, with the uploading of the recording.
They did, yep.
I'm looking at you, Jay.
Thank you very much. I am the technical team.
So we fixed that quickly.
Yes,
sorry
apologies
for the confusion.
To anybody who downloaded it with the bad sound.
Yeah.
It was corrected quickly.
It was. Once we realized it was re-uploaded.
It was re-uploaded.
I was trying to say corrected and...
and sorted out and it's fixed. So now...
It's been fixed and I am now actively monitoring all button presses and clicks.
I'm being
24/7.
I'm being watched.
I'm doing the little like finger pointy eye thing that they do in the movies. Yeah, I'm watching you. I got my eyes.
Watching you.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Got it fixed. So please, if you started listening and it sounded terrible, please go back and listen again because we fixed it. Sorry. Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, but also I'm jingling. My shirt's jingling.
You're in your Christmas jumper. Yeah.
I'm wearing my ugly Christmas sweater, guys, and it's jingling as it
says,
a single jingle bell. It says, "'Tis the season to be extra."
A single jingle bell?
Yes.
Where are the others?
They fell off in the dryer.
Ah, fair. I was wondering what that rattling noise, was in the dryer. That was your bells.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
My little pom-poms, everything's falling off of it because it is extra.
I was about to call somebody out to get the dryer fixed. It was your bells rattling. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm jingling.
Okay. So, good.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So we've addressed the episode 9 catastrophe situation. Now that we've done that, Jay, would you like to recap what we talked about in episode 9?
Yeah. Basically, it was about how we met. I did a bike ride across the USA from California to St. Augustine in Florida. And you met me on the beach carrying a strawberry cheesecake.
Yep.
Which was a nice way to finish the ride.
I sure did.
3,100 miles and a strawberry cheesecake.
Yep.
And if you want to know the ins and outs and the details, go back and listen to the last podcast. Because I thought it was very interesting.
It was a nice little trip down memory lane.
It was,
how we got our start. And here we are now celebrating our 4th Christmas as a married couple.
Yeah, that went quick.
Yeah, it sure did.
Very quick.
4th Christmas as a married couple.
Yeah.
But speaking of celebrating Christmas, we have a lot to talk about in this Christmas episode today.
We do.
So should we jump into your warm-up? Go ahead and jump into that very quickly. What do you have for us?
I think we can go into the warm-up. It's basically, I thought it'd be nice for a Christmas quiz. So if you come up with a few questions to ask me, I will answer them. So I'm guessing you've got a few questions written down somewhere because I did mention Christmas quiz earlier. So.
You did mention a Christmas quiz.
I see you
it was
pulling
your
up
idea.
Some paper there. So is that the Christmas quiz?
I hope you're ready.
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I hope you're ready.
Ready, blah, blah, blah. As ready as I'll ever be.
I hope you're ready.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Hit me.
So.
Christmas quiz. Question
Christmas
one.
Christmas quiz. I can't.
Blah, blah,
saying that 5 times fast.
Question
Christmas
one.
Quiz.
We may have to cut that bit out.
Question one. True or false? Santa's reindeer are all male. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer.
Well, Rudolph. I mean, come on. They've got to be male. I mean, strong
all of them
males.
Are male?
I would assume so.
So you say true?
Yeah. If the question is, are they all male? No, I'd say they're all male. Rudolph. I mean, Rudolph is male. It's male. Rudolph is a male name. It's Rudolph. Comet's probably male. I mean, yeah, it's got to be male. Come on.
False.
Really?
False. Male reindeer.
Are you sure?
male reindeer shed their antlers in early December. Females keep their antlers all winter long, so even Rudolph is a woman, girl power.
Wow. I was today years old. Calling me surprised. Yeah,
the sleigh team always has antlers, so they are a girl gang.
Wow.
I look at Rudolph knew. Just showing that she don't need a feminine name to be feminine. Yes, ma'am.
That's changed everything. my whole childhood was a lie.
I mean, to be fair, they're magical reindeers.
Yeah, they're magical.
That's a little bit different. Yeah, but that's fair enough. I still like, I'm going to start like spreading that Rudolph's a girl now.
Rudolph's a girl. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, the song Jingle Bells, which was originally written for Thanksgiving.
I think that's made up because Jingle Bells is a well-known Christmas song.
It's true.
What?
Yes. It was written in the 1850s for a Thanksgiving Sunday school program, and it was originally called The One Horse Open Sleigh.
Everything I've ever believed is a total lie.
You are learning just as much about Christmas as our listeners are.
I am shocketh.
You're what?
I'm shocketh.
You're shooketh, maybe?
Yeah, that as well. I'm that as well.
You're shocketh.
Okay.
You're shooketh, dear.
I'm shooketh, okay.
You're shooketh.
I'm shooketh.
Okay.
Dear listener, I am shooketh.
Wow. Okay, number three. In Japan, the traditional Christmas dinner, like the UK, is turkey.
I'm not sure about this one, but I would assume it is because turkey for Christmas, apart from the US where you have it for Thanksgiving. I would assume that's true. Yeah.
It's false.
What do they have?
Thanks to a 1970s marketing campaign, it's a national tradition to eat KFC at Christmas, Kentucky.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes.
For Christmas?
For Christmas. People apparently order their party buckets months in advance. We have not been to Japan. Disclaimer, if you're listening from Japan and we got it wrong, blame it on Google. But then also leave a comment and let us know what you actually eat for Christmas. What do you guys eat for Christmas? I don't know.
Yeah, good point.
I'm reading this off the paper, but I don't know. So let us know.
That's a great idea. KFC for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll have two wings and a breast, please.
Number four, Coca-Cola was the first ever to depict Santa Claus in a red suit.
I actually heard this before. I think they made it popular with the adverts of the red truck and the jingle and stuff. But I've heard that before, and I think they didn't, actually.
They did not. It's false.
Ah, ha, ha. I got one right. Woo.
They standardized the look. They made it more common before the 1800s. Santa appeared in all colors, green, blue, or tan. But after the 1800s, started becoming more popular in red.
Good. Never knew.
Number five, the X in Xmas was created by retailers to take Christ out of Christmas.
I don't know that, but I would assume so because they didn't want it sort of religious. So maybe they thought,
not everyone's
let's open
religious.
It to everybody.
Not everybody celebrates.
I would
Christmas,
assume that. So. I would assume that would be a thing. Yep.
Yeah, it's false.
I'm not doing too good.
The X is the Greek letter chi, which is the first letter of Christos, Christ. Hmm. And it has been used as a religious shorthand for over 1,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Things you know. I'm just...
Yep.
You're shocking.
I'm never going to hear the end of that.
No, you're never... Oh. That's going to be my new thing.
I think it is. Yeah.
Just let everybody guess what that means. All right. Number six. The first song ever played in outer space was Jingle Bells.
I would assume no. I'm guessing you're just putting that in for the Christmas thing because NASA and space, if they're going to play a song or a tune, it would be the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner, I'm guessing.
It's true.
Really?
Yes.
They played Jingle Bells in space?
Yes. In 1965, astronauts played it on a smuggled harmonica and bells to mission control.
They well done Jingle to the bells. Astronauts. Yes, that's so what you call a prank. your solo jingle bell there.
Yeah, a single jingle bell. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a marketing gimmick for a store.
I think it's the song, isn't it? It was just popularized in a song. He was made for a song.
It's true.
Really?
He was, I would argue, or excuse me, she. I would argue that she was made famous as a gimmick for a store. She already existed.
Yeah, but, I would say that. Yeah.
But she was made famous.
I would go with that.
Through a store gimmick. So she got her start in 1939. Robert May was the first person to tell her story. And he wrote about her for his daughter, actually.
Wow.
But then he took that into work and that became a big...
What, did he write a book or something?
He wrote a book and then he turned it into like a promotional booklet for work.
Oh, so wow.
He was the first to tell Rudolph's story.
Yeah. Mm. Color me surprised.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, the 12 days of Christmas are the days leading up to December 25th. If you don't know, the 12 days of Christmas is a song. It's like on the first day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's on the first day of Christmas and then it leads up to Christmas. And the 12th day is the last day when you have everything. So every present comes on Christmas Day. All of the presents. 12 drummers drumming. 11 pipers piping, 9 dogs barking, whatever it was, all of those things, you get them on Christmas. Yep.
You would think, but no.
What?
The 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas Day. So you get your 5 golden rings.
Wow.
On December 29th.
Can you do that again?
No.
I like that.
Let's cut that bit out. Yeah.
I think I may keep that bit in.
I'll talk about it with the tech team.
Okay. Yeah. Have a chat with the tech team.
Yeah. Good. All right. I think we have like 2 more. Franklin D. Roosevelt changed the date of Thanksgiving to extend the Christmas shopping season.
Franklin D. Roosevelt. He's a president.
Yeah. FDR. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea on that one. I don't really know too much about presidents.
It is true.
Really?
In 1939, FDR moved Thanksgiving 1 week earlier to give retailers more time to sell holiday goods.
I thought it was always the last last Thursday in November?
I think it's like the third Thursday in Thanksgiving. Oh. The third Thursday in Thanksgiving. The third Thursday in November.
So he moved it a week earlier.
Yes, he moved it earlier. I think I could be wrong. It might be the fourth.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, he moved it earlier and it's been getting earlier ever since.
Yeah.
Not stopped.
Yeah.
All right. The last one.
Okay. Go for it.
Are you ready to be shocketh?
I am. I'm completely shocketh. The fact I've got about 2 so far. Correct. Wow.
Okay. The term mistletoe literally translates to dung on a twig.
Dung on a twig? Mm-hmm. You've made that up. Like poo on a stick or something.
Mm-hmm.
No. Nope. That's made up.
It's true.
What?
It's true.
So
it comes from the Anglo-Saxon words mistel, which means dung, and tan, which means twig. This is because the plant is spread through bird droppings that land on tree branches.
Wow.
So to all of my friends out there kissing their loved ones under the mistletoe, you're literally standing under poop on a twig. Grits and a Brit ruining Christmas since 2025.
Doesn't have the same ring. Oh, look, there's poop on a twig. Give me a kiss. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with the tradition is if you're caught under the mistletoe with someone, you have to kiss them.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be like, oh, it's so romantic. And it's poop on a stick.
Poop on a stick.
Again, ruining Christmas since 2025. Yeah,
well, it ruined me because I thought I knew a lot more about Christmas than I did. So
yeah, you're on the naughty list. You got all of those wrong.
Again. Naughty list again. I can't seem to get off the naughty list. Goodness. So anyway.
With me or Santa. No,
yes,
kidding.
Everybody.
I'm kidding.
Everybody's naughty list. You and Santa. Okay, moving on.
I'm kidding. Okay, so that was our warm-up. It's gone a little over, but we still have a lot to cover.
Yeah, but so. I think we were also going to make the Christmas episode a little longer anyway.
So. Yeah, it's our gift.
Yeah.
It's our gift to our listeners.
It's our Christmas gift. Yeah.
thank you for putting up with episode 9.
Wow. Yeah. And putting up with the engineering team.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I would like to do for sort of the remainder of our time is kind of talk about Christmas traditions. I'll name a tradition. And then do you have it in the UK? And do we have it here?
Okay.
So kind of a quick comparison.
Yeah. So this I mean, that's what the podcast is about. So cultural differences between the UK and the US. So if you say it, I'll be like, we have it, we don't have it. Or maybe we have the same thing. Who knows? Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Okay. So going back to one of the quiz questions, when does the Christmas season start? When does it the holiday season start in the UK?
I think very late November, early December. I remember putting up the Christmas trees in the years, maybe, I think the earliest I ever put a Christmas tree up was the last week of November.
Last week of November. Well, as you know, it starts much earlier here.
Like, it does.
Basically, by the time Halloween rolls around, it's like, it's Christmas!
Yeah. Like, I saw trees up.
Lights up, decorations, and everything. Speaking of lights and decorations, that's a good one, because that was something that surprised you. Do you really do outdoor decorations in the UK?
I mean, driving around here, we're seeing inflatables, inflatable Santas, inflatable Grinches, inflatable snowmen, and there's one quite near us that seems to be a little bit drunk, kind of wobbling over all the time. I'm surprised we have all that, because we don't have those back home. We have one or two people who do it, but not like here. You have indoor decorations, but not so many outdoors, and definitely not the inflatable things I'm seeing here. So no.
Oh yeah.
A little bit different.
Oh yeah. Lots of decorations. Our neighborhood actually does it up. Like almost every other house here is lit up in some way.
Yeah.
And there's varying degrees. Some people do really big and some people do, you know, just a little nice, you know, simple statement. So
it is. It's nice.
Yeah. Decorations. So that's another one. What is your typical Christmas day like? Or maybe growing up for you, what was your typical Christmas day?
Typical Christmas day. So when I was younger, 10, 11, 12, maybe, the Christmases I remember, because the ones where you get the toys you've been looking forward to, that kind of thing. So I'd wake up in the morning, I'd come running downstairs, probably about 6 o'clock, just really early, and everybody else was still in bed. Me and my brothers would sort of rush down. I've got three brothers. So you'd hear us all bump, 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 down the stairs. Open the prezzies, paper everywhere, wrapping everywhere, playing with the prezzies and things. And then mum and dad would come down and like sort of have a chat, and we'd turn on the telly and be watching telly while we're playing with our toys. And then dad would go to the pub on Christmas Day, and mum would stay with us. And then about 3 o'clock, we'd have Christmas dinner. So dad would come back.
In the afternoon?
Yep. Christmas dinner in the afternoon, three in the afternoon, because the pub's closed about three, I think. And dad would come home from the pub and mum would be busy getting Christmas dinner ready. She'd had the turkey on either since very early in the morning or cooking from the night before. So we'd have Christmas dinner and that'd be it really. And we'd watch the Christmas Day movie, because I think the BBC always had a Christmas Day movie that was shown in the cinemas. And this was the first time it was on telly at Christmas.
Like, wow.
So yeah, so you had these big movies on at Christmas. And the Queen's speech was on as well on Christmas Day. The Queen would give a speech. To be honest, we weren't really into that. But it's a thing. It was a Christmas Day speech.
It's tradition.
I was too busy playing with my toys.
Yeah, of course.
My PlayStation 1 or whatever I got for Christmas. If we can think that far back. So, yeah, that was it, really. So is it kind of, must be similar here.
Yeah, toys, I mean,
and prezzies.
My family was a little different. So when I was a young kid, when I was a really young kid, yes, pretty much exactly what you said. You know, we'd wake up and we'd, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, like we'd be like waking mom and dad up, get up, Santa came, you know, and we'd open the presents. And then we'd probably go, one of my grandparents lived across the street. So we'd go across the street and we'd do something with her, and then we'd come back and we'd have like the whole family over for Christmas dinner on Christmas night. And when I say the whole family, I mean like everybody. But when I was a little older, my parents got divorced. And so now, as you are aware, we have all of the Christmases.
We
have multiple Christmases now. So that we can see both sides of the family. So we have Christmas with my dad's side. We actually just had that last night.
Yep.
And then we have Christmas with my mom's side coming up on Christmas Day. But then there's also like the extended family gets together. That's usually a couple weeks before Christmas. So that's like aunts and uncles you haven't seen in maybe 2 or 3 years. You know, that's everybody comes to like the extended family Christmas as well. Hmm. And then there's Christmas parties, things like that.
Yep.
Work parties. So, mostly just family stuff on Christmas Day, though. That's
keeping busy.
And you mentioned movies. That's another thing. So you said the Christmas Day movie, but did you binge watch Christmas movies?
Not really. I mean, the Christmas Day movie wouldn't be what we call a Christmas movie. It was sort of the blockbuster of the year. It was only shown in cinemas and then it was shown on Christmas Day. So it was like Indiana Jones was shown like on Christmas Day at 3 p.m. So you'd be having your Christmas dinner and watching a Christmas movie. There wasn't that thing of kind of Christmas movies.
Ah, I see.
Like, what's the big movie over here for Christmas?
Oh, I mean, there's just so many. That was why I was asking the question, because we binge watch Christmas movies over here, or holiday movies even. Like we just like every year I have a list of probably 20 or 30 movies I want to watch. I never watch all of them before Christmas, but I will make sure I watch them after. I don't know, like The Grinch. Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Nothing wrong with Benadryl Camper Squatch.
Yep. The cartoon version.
There's nothing wrong with that version. And I do like to watch the 1966 Grinch as well. But Jim Carrey is the Grinch for me.
I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch is very good in that movie. But as you said, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And I know that you've watched it several times because you know so many quotes from that movie.
We quote it year round. So me and my sisters will literally like text each other, like name that person. And we know who it was. Mm. Like, we quote that religiously. But then there's like Home Alone, like your classics, the Santa Claus, the Polar Express. We just watched that the other night.
Die Hard.
That's not a Christmas.
Oh, let's not even go into that.
Oh. Okay, Hard. It is set at Christmas. That is about it.
Yeah, and that's a Christmas movie. That's another podcast. Let's move on.
Yeah. Ruining Christmas movies since 2025.
Yes.
Yeah. But so we binge watch. I have a list and other people have lists as well, I'm sure. Lots of Christmas movies. Caroling. Is caroling a thing?
Not really. No.
No?
No, it doesn't happen.
I feel like every time I see carolers, they're in like the old Victorian England costumes.
Yeah, maybe in Victorian
England.
So
that's very...
Before the muggers came out full force. But not now. Not now.
So you've never been caroling?
No, I've never been caroling.
I have been. I've been caroling, but not in the sense that you're thinking. I was in high school.
How many senses are there to be caroling?
I wasn't like walking down the street caroling randomly.
Yep,
like caroling I was in randomly. High school chorus.
Caroling randomly. I've got visions of you just walking past people and suddenly starting singing carols. And people are like, wait, what? What happened there?
Like aggressively attacking people.
Aggressively caroling. Christmas carols. Running past going, ha ha, you've been caroled. Running up to next person, start caroling. Ha ha, you've been caroled. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's an image. That's an image and a half.
No.
So it wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that.
Aggressive caroling is not that then.
I was in high school chorus.
Okay.
And so for Christmas, as like practice for our Christmas concert, we would take a field trip to like a nursing home or like a rest home and carol like down the halls.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, but it wasn't like out in public, out in the streets. It was caroling in the nursing home.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, caroling is kind of a thing here. Ugly sweaters. What about my ugly sweater?
Yeah, ugly sweaters. We do that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the ugly sweaters. So the sweaters where you sort of wear them to stand out and the garish colors and just, we wear those.
Kind of exactly what I'm wearing.
Yes.
I might have to send a picture.
It's a nice, it's not a bad sweater, actually. It's not a bad sweater.
I like my ugly sweater.
I like it.
White elephant.
White elephant. I have no idea what you're talking about. I know what a white elephant is.
It's a game.
Ah, never heard of it.
That you play like at Christmas parties where like everybody gets a gift, but it's like a random gift. You don't get it for a specific person. And like you pick a number and that number is your gift. But then you can steal someone else's gift. where you can keep the gift that you're given.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
So, yeah, so everybody gets like generic gifts.
So basically you want to be the guy or the girl who's lost. And you can take a pick.
Of every gift that's been opened. Yeah,
I'll take
exactly.
PlayStation 5. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's white elephant. Oh. I think some people call it Dirty Santa, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a game that's played at like get-togethers.
Hmm, good.
Baking. Is baking a thing?
Baking's a thing. Yeah, not a huge thing. I mean, Mum used to bake like an apple pie for Christmas, but it's an apple pie and ice cream. But it's not a huge thing. I mean, I know from over here and being with your family, everybody's baking all sorts. I mean, you were baking just a few days ago.
I was baking up a storm.
You were.
I was.
In the early hours of the morning.
We're still eating baked goods.
I've got no complaints. The cookies are very nice.
Yeah, cookies, sausage balls. Christmas crack, which is like a holiday bark, like a lot of people do like peppermint bark, but I did like a chocolate pistachio cranberry bark. It's really nice, if I say so myself.
White chocolate as well, really good.
Maybe I shouldn't toot my own horn so close to Christmas. I'll get on the naughty list. Is that a thing? Naughty list?
Yeah, of course it's a thing. Yeah.
Okay, just checking because you're on it. I'm kidding.
Checking it twice. You've said that several times. I'm starting worried now about getting worried about this naughty list.
All right, last one.
Last one. Okay, go ahead.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Yes. You don't have Boxing Day here.
I mean, we have it.
Do you call it Boxing Day?
Yes. I mean, it's on the calendar. It says Boxing Day. Mm. But I've never done it. I don't really fully know
Boxing
what it
is. Yeah, Boxing Day is the holiday after Christmas. Yeah, and I think in Scotland they don't have Boxing Day. I think they have St. Stephen's Day, which is the day after Christmas. Boxing Day, yeah, we have it, and it's just like another holiday.
But what?
I think to go in, I'm not 100%, but I think to go into it, it's sort of back in the day, boxes of gifts were given to poor people. And it's like boxing, you were given boxes, so boxing.
Okay, when you say boxing, I'm thinking like it's an international holiday to celebrate like fighting.
Two guys getting in a ring. No, it's something to do with presents.
That's how much we do it here.
Yeah. Something about presents with boxes. And if anybody wants to correct me, please feel free to tell me the story because I haven't got the full, and I'm not going to get it. So, yeah. But okay.
Yeah. Well, that's like I said, I've heard of it, but I just assumed it meant like boxing. So either I'm just culturally ignorant or.
I didn't know until somebody told me it was just Boxing Day. It was holiday, the day after Christmas. Yeah. So, yeah. Right. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, there's obviously more we could go into. But,
yeah, but we don't want to drag on and get it too.
We don't want to get it.
I mean, this is probably going to be an extra long episode anyway.
Oh, yeah. This is like a double episode.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. So in that case, I think all that remains is for you to say Merry Christmas, Chris.
Oh, I will say Merry Christmas, but I will see your Merry Christmas and I will raise you a couple of other languages that I speak.
Oh, because I wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah. Okay. So I will say Feliz Navidad and Bon Nadal and Joyeux Noël and my newest one, Nollie Conadich.
Irish,
yeah. And Merry Christmas, Chris.
Of course.